Show me today.
So it's a really big forest. It's the only national forest in Missouri. It's about 1.5 million acres in size. You'll see a lot of little green patches on the maps on the internet where Mark Twain National Forest is. And those green patches are probably about 3 million acres because there's a lot of private, public, state land intermix that happens in those areas. But it's in kind of central and southern Missouri, spread across 6 different ranger districts. And yeah, so there's a lot of good recreation opportunities, and we have a lot of neighbors, and both of those things are excellent, but during really dry years can provide some wildland firefighting challenges.
Well, I was going to ask you if we have any other national forests in Missouri, and you are it. So that's good to know. How have the dry conditions, Cody, affected the wildfire season at Mark Twain National Forest? And I don't even know like when the wildfire season is, so maybe you can get into that as well.
Sure thing. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of times when you hear wildfire and Forest Service, you think of the news where in the, a lot of times, traditionally in the summertime, but now almost year round, you'll see a lot of western wildfires happening. And traditionally here in Missouri, though, we have kind of shoulder seasons. So in the spring and then in the fall, when it dries out a little bit, we're not getting a lot of that hot, wet weather that tends to happen in the summer. That's when our fire season is, and a lot of times we're doing prescribed burning during those times. The summer, traditionally, we get a lot of moisture here in Missouri, but this year was different. It kept us on our toes a little bit. We were meeting with other agencies and the National Weather Service and really monitoring things, and went into high and extremely high fire danger levels on the forest, just to let people know to be really safe with, you know, when they come to visit with their campfires and anything that can spark. So that way we didn't have to fight wildfires and people could continue to recreate and enjoy the beautiful forest.
Have you noticed in an increase in, or has it been a pretty typical season this year?
So typically we'll have, you know, between like 100 and 150 wildfires each year. We're a little over 80 for the calendar year, so we're kind of at a normal pace. I think, you know, one thing, though, is we did put out a lot of public messaging along with our interagency partners to let people know to be fire safe. And I think that really helped a lot, you know, just folks listening to obeying red flag warnings when it comes to, you know, time to burn on their property, on adjacent lands, and then the public being careful with wildfires. I think getting that information out really helped us because it only takes one fire to get really big. I mean, we catch 98% of the wildfires and keep them really small, but it's those 1 or 2% that, you know, can't be kept small that have potential to grow. And during a really dry season, especially in an area, if there hasn't been prescribed burning or any kind of fuel reduction, that the fire can really take off.
What has the intensity and the spread of the wildfires been like this year in Missouri, Cody?
So a little bit earlier in the season, kind of early August, it was really dry. And what we call our 1,000-hour fuels, the big fuels, were dried out. So those are the large diameter trees, things that take a long time, up to 1,000 hours to dry out. But it also takes a long time to revitalize them with moisture. So they need, you know, once they get to a certain dryness where they're tinder dry, it's going to take several rain events over a significant time period to get them reestablished where they're resistant to fire. Well, those had gotten really brittle. All the grasses were brittle, and we were seeing conditions that were conducive to large wildfires. So we were staging extra people here on the forest to make sure that we could quickly respond to anything and putting things out as fast as possible because we didn't want that to spread.
Do you know, acre-wise, how many acres have been damaged this year so far by wildfires?
At about 2,500 acres this year. So, you know, when you divide that by 80, we've kept things on average pretty small. And that's below a normal year. We've had over, you know, 5,000 to 5,500 acres on average in a year. So there was extra effort to catch things small this summer while it was so dry.
So you think the messaging has helped to keep that minimized or to minimize it some?
Definitely. I think messaging was a big help. I also think that, you know, we do conduct a lot of prescribed burning, both here on the Mark Twain National Forest and state lands, and a lot of private landowners are getting into prescribed burning, too, because they're seeing the benefits of getting back to a traditional fire return interval that was historically here and that the land depends on. And that also has that added benefit of reducing the potential for catastrophic wildfires. So, you know, our prescribed burning program plus people being careful really did help out a lot this summer.
Cody Norris, spokesperson for the Mark Twain National Forest, joins Show Me Today. I'm Elisa Nelson. When we have fires in the forest, when you investigate those, do they tend to be due to accidental starts, or is it a mix? Can you talk about that a little bit?
It really is a mix. You know, most wildfires nationally, I think they say 9 out of 10, it's a little higher even here, are human caused. You could probably say 95 out of 100 or 99 out of 100 on Mark Twain are human caused. There's very few lightning caused fires here. Out of those, it is a mix of sometimes it's people with good intentions just wanting to burn some brush piles and it gets away from them and burns onto the forest, or, you know, very rarely it's a campfire that gets away. But then there is also evidence sometimes of arson type fires where people go out and try to burn areas of the forest without permission. And, you know, and that has some really dangerous potential to spread and cause a lot of damage both to the forest and then also being able to spread to adjacent lands and homes nearby. So that's what we really want to focus on preventing is, you know, any kind of human-started wildfires that aren't sanctioned prescribed burns, but especially stopping anyone who's out there playing with fire. That's not good. They need to listen to Smokey Bear.
Do you have Forest Service firefighters from Missouri who are helping with wildfires across the country like you have done in the past?
Yeah, we do. You know, it started really early this year with folks going to New Mexico, and then it continued. We sent a lot of folks to California, to Oregon, up to Idaho, and several folks went to Alaska from the forest. We also work with our cooperating agencies and send crews from them. There was an MDC crew that went out this year, Missouri Department of Conservation, and then a lot of people from Iowa as well go through our Missouri-Iowa Interagency Coordination Center here. And so we dispatch them to really help out all over the nation. And some years we've sent people to Australia, so sometimes it's even international support. But yeah, it was a busy year this year in the beginning, in the middle. It's slowing down a little bit here on the end, on the shoulder. We did stage some folks to be ready for hurricane response. Luckily, the need wasn't for this team to go out this time. They had some other folks being able to respond, but, you know, our firefighters here on the Mark Twain, they're ready for any kind of incident support all across the nation.
Now, what would they do if they were dispatched to help with hurricane response? Talk about that.
Sure. So whenever we fight wildfires, they utilize something called an incident command system. And that really translates well to all types of disasters and needs. So there's logistical support roles, there's operation roles, there's the way to analyze and divide the tasks into the divisions and workforces needed. And when you're dealing in an emergency situation and having that kind of knowledge of how to use that incident command system, the firefighters can go in and help out in all kinds of different ways, whether that's a management role or on the ground going door to door, you know, putting a part of the plan in place and assisting with people. Sometimes they might be utilized for their medical skills if they have certain qualifications. So there's a lot of things they can help with.
Staffing-wise, I'm curious what it's been like for you. You know, we hear a lot about staffing problems within businesses and agencies across the state. Have you been dealing with that at all?
So every year we do what we call fire hire, where we're hiring across the nation wildland firefighters. This year across the Forest Service, we've hired a lot of people, been able to add positions with some of the incoming funding sources that's allowing us to improve our recreation delivery and customer service to our visitors. So there has been a lot of hiring going on nationally in the Forest Service this year. And we're really trying to staff up. And, you know, here on the Mark Twain, I feel like things have been really good. And we have been able to fill a lot of positions, but we also have people that go elsewhere and then we have to fill behind them. But overall, you know, we've kept a strong team here that's ready to support and haven't seen that lull in numbers that, you know, you're talking about some people are seeing.
Well, you had mentioned before we started talking that your traditional start of fire season is approaching. What message do you have for citizens about as we head into the fire season?
So right now we're actually being, the National Weather Service is predicting more drought. So be careful with fire, just like this summer. It might be time where, you know, just on almost to autopilot, people are used to starting to do some burning, some pile burning. Really check the weather, check the forecast, make sure there's no red flag warnings. Talk to your neighbors about, you know, a plan of how you might respond if there was a fire that starts to get out of control. And then, you know, talk to your local fire departments and volunteer fire departments about your plans to burn. And also think about, it's a great time to think about fire safety for your home too. So there's firewise.org is a great website to go to and get a lot of tips of ways that you can make your home and property more able to resist catastrophic wildfire. So there's a lot of good things you can think about this time of year and work on.
Love it. Cody Norris with Mark Twain National Forest. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. Show Me Today.